Francisco Rivera Ordóñez is one of the most famous bullfighters in Spain. So I think inevitably this has attracted a lot of attention. And the fact he posted this picture on Instagram, it's created a lot of controversy. There's been a lot of criticism of him. On the one hand, people have been having a go at him for saying that he's put his daughter at risk or put her life at risk even. One woman on Twitter said that if she had been his wife, she would have killed him. But other people have criticized him from an animal rights point of view. They're saying that this is no way to show a child how to respect animals. We've seen responses such as that of Ricky Gervais, the comedian and actor, has even responded to it, saying it was a dangerous and cruel picture to post with or without a child. So there's been an array of reactions to this. Government ministers have also criticized the bullfighter. But I mean, that's not to say it's all been negative. There has been a lot of support as well for Francisco Rivera Ordóñez, particularly from the bullfighting industry. Some of his fellow bullfighters have come out and said he didn't do anything wrong. He was just showing his daughter what he does for a living. And some bullfighters have even posted similar pictures themselves as a sign of solidarity.
Yeah, I saw that in the article I read. And in fact, one of his justifications, at least again in the article I read, was that he'd already done this with an older daughter of his, and his father did it with him and his grandfather did it with his father. And so it's perfectly fine and almost a tradition in bullfighting families to take your child into the ring at some point.
That's right. I mean, I think it is to an extent, and it certainly seems to be for this family. And you know, as you say, this is a sort of dynasty of bullfighters. Francisco Rivera Ordóñez's grandfather was a bullfighter. His father, who was called Francisco Rivera Pérez, was an extremely well-known bullfighter, and he was actually killed in 1984 after being gored by a bull. So he's sort of become this sort of almost an icon of bullfighting. Rivera himself, the son, was actually, I should point out, was gored quite badly last year in the stomach. So, you know, he's no stranger to the dangers of bullfighting himself. But it does seem to be something of a tradition to take your child into the bull ring. I should point out that this wasn't a sort of full-blown formal event. It was more of a sort of training bullfight with a small bullock, not a bull of the kind of size you would see in a normal bullfight. And I think this is to an extent, a sort of something of a tradition in Andalusia.
So apart from the Twitter storm itself and the social media storm that this has created, it seems that the authorities are actually investigating this bullfighter to see whether or not this was a dangerous thing to do, even though, as you've just explained, it's not particularly unknown in Spain amongst the bullfighting community to take your child into a training ring or into a ring.
That's right. The Child Protection Agency in Andalusia asked for the state attorney in the southern region to investigate this. And so the state is actually investigating to see whether some kind of crime or infringement has been committed here. Now, we don't know the result of that yet, but I think it's safe to say, you know, this is the kind of publicity that Francisco Rivera Ordóñez doesn't want at the moment, you know, particularly at a time when bullfighting is slightly up against it in terms of its popularity and so on. So it's something I'm sure that he will want to blow over as soon as possible.
So is popularity for bullfighting waning in Spain? Is that why the tide seems to be turning, do you think?
Yes, I mean, very much so. If you look at the polls, they show that bullfighting's popularity is down now compared to a few years back. But that's not necessarily something new. I mean, if you look at the polls going back to the 70s and the 80s, bullfighting has been on a sort of steady decline, really, in terms of genuine support for it among ordinary Spaniards. And I think if you look at the last few years, there have been a couple of extra issues that have made it even more difficult for the bullfighting industry. One of those is the economic crisis that the country went through and which is just starting to recover from now. That meant that a lot of Spaniards stopped going to bullfights because they couldn't afford the tickets to go, you know, whether it was 10 or 20 euros or whatever. It was something that they stopped doing, a lot of them, because they couldn't afford it. So that inevitably had repercussions throughout the bullfighting industry, and I think it's still trying to bounce back from that. And the other issue is this animal rights issue. And there seems to be a sort of swelling of animal rights feeling at the moment in Spain, over the last 2 or 3 years, perhaps. And I think inevitably bullfighting has become the focus of that because it's such a Spanish thing. It's something which doesn't happen in most other countries. So animal rights activists have really focused on bullfighting, and they've also focused on those fiestas or festivals that smaller towns carry out in the summer, which involve bulls being sort of taunted or and even killed by people in the village. And they've sort of really focused on those events as well, and try to persuade people that they should be eliminated. So there's this economic problem for bullfighting and this animal rights issue as well. And so it really is up against it at the moment.
And do you think that the waning of popularity will translate across Europe too? Because at the moment, as I understand it, the EU sends some forms of subsidies to Spain to support the bullfighting industry. Is that right?
That's right. There has been a bit of debate about this recently, because the animal rights lobby has made a lot of the fact that EU subsidies have gone towards the bullfighting industry. The difficult thing is to find out exactly how much money goes directly to bullfighting or to activities related to it. And bullfighting campaigners were saying last year that around 130 million euros from the EU were going towards Spanish bullfights each year. Now, by that, that means of areas related to bullfighting, whether it's the bull breeders or the events themselves. Now, towards the end of last year in the European Parliament, a motion was approved, in fact, trying to put an end to that, to stop money going directly to bullfighting. It's hard to tell so far whether that has been put into effect. We probably won't know for sure, perhaps until the end of this year. But I think it's very difficult to stop that money going into bullfighting, because it depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about areas that are directly related to it, or farmers who raise bulls, or other areas that are, you know, less directly related to it. But certainly the animal rights lobby says that too much money is going towards that. And I think other Europeans are starting to get wise to this, and we're seeing a bit of a reaction against it.